Blog Talk Radio.
Partnerships? You may be thinking, I never really thought about it. And I'm happy that you're kind of processing, saying, I've never really thought about it. Why? Because we are going to go on a journey of discovery together with our in-studio guests and our experts in the house. Oh, how I absolutely love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and I'm excited to be on the airwaves sharing with you on today, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win, and we are in our wellness series, and I'm so excited about it. You know, each week of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. You know, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have missed any of our past show installments, take advantage of our on-demand library. Our on-demand library has such a richness on various topics and can be easily accessible to you through the online platform at your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, last week we actually explored, and it was so powerful, the power of dedication, based on the nuggets that I received personally from the movie King Richard, based on the Venus and Serena Williams story, which was truly, oh my gosh, it was so inspiring. And I wanted to share some thoughts that I took away from, and that's in our last installment. So I hope that you will go back to our on-demand library again, which is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you and our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming on today's subject. And then we will open our program up for your audience participation, our global listening audience, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's installment. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love and we encourage it. So we want you to know that we don't want you to be scared. Now, at the appropriate time, we want you to chime right on in. And in order for you to chime in, I recommend that you have your pens, notepads, laptops, tablets, desktops, whatever you need to capture the notes of the gems and the jewels that will be shared with you on today. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you support us and take a quick moment. We're asking for a favor, a flavor, as I would say jokingly, if I was speaking to a friend, and you're one of my friends, right? So we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow your social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! I know that was a lot, but bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you can do to invite someone to share in today's programming with you, because without you, we're not able to expand our outreach. And so we thank you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, woo, again, we are in our Shape Up Wellness series, and we're examining with our in-studio experts. You know, I love these ladies, these queens. They are so near and dear and special to my heart. The Global Wellness Coders, and we are talking about the power of partnership. The power of partnership. You know, when the ladies and I were speaking about this closeout of this year and what would be the focus of today's series, we really thought it was so powerful to dig into the power of partnership. Why? Because we have grown to realize, the three of us, This is a three-chord fold that God has put together between the three of us. And we're going to share with you how this three-fold came together. We're going to share that with you. And the reason why we're sharing it with you is because we feel it's so powerful. And as we're closing out this year, we wanted to reflect and share with you, our global listening audience, give you a little peekaboo in, one, how we came together, how we are unified in the spirit, the three of us, this threefold cord that's not easily broken because of who God is in us, how we came together and the insights that we have gleaned on our journey. Because this past year, many would say, oh, they haven't been through anything. When I hear them on the airwaves, they haven't been through anything. But it has truly been the power of the right partnership, our partnership, and being connected together, bonded together, that has really made us stronger. And we recognize, because the Word of God is our foundation, and we recognize that, as the Word states, one can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000 in flight. So there is a greater dynamic in a partnership, and again, we want to share that with you. But why do we feel this was so important as we are closing out this year and just looking at where we're going? Because oftentimes when the new year starts, people do what? Mm-hmm. You guessed it, New Year's resolutions. And they put together these New Year's resolutions and they start the year off. But oftentimes, what we have, each of us have found in our own right, because we are all coaches in different areas, wellness coaches, ministry coaches, business coaches, life coaches, different areas and different focuses that have come together. But what each of us have realized in our perspective areas is this, that people will often, New Year's resolutions, woohoo, Happy New Year, start the year off. And if they don't have the right partnership, no sooner than they said, Happy New Year, those resolutions, the goals, the focus, it falls by the wayside. And so we wanted to share with you what we have gleaned and grown to realize about the power of partnership. When life sends you adversity and you're faced with different things, be it mind, body, and soul, how do you navigate and what will make you stronger? I am excited to bring in Dr. Veronica Lowry. And the reason why I'm bringing in Dr. Veronica Lowry, because when we were speaking offline, the threefold of us, we realized that Dr. Veronica Lowry was the start of our powerful partnership. And so we thought it too appropriate for Dr. Veronica Lowry to jumpstart this conversation on the power of partnership. Dr. Lowry, are you there?
Hello, hello, I'm here. You know, as you were talking, I just realized that it's been over 20 years since God so divinely connected us together. It was the early 2000s. I just sat here realizing, I was trying to think back. And it all started with a beautiful couple. Well, first, one individual, Pam Jacobs, who was with Coach and Coach and his wife, the Hollingsworths. But we were at our church had a invitation for Bill Winston, and they came all the way from all over the place. I think she came from L.A. And she only saw me one time, and she came up and greeted me after it was over, and she glowed, and she said, I want to bless you. And we didn't know each other. Anointing and the love and the power of God that came out of her when she spoke, it just blessed me. And besides that, she looked just like one of my aunties. So I took her invitation, not knowing her. She invited me to come to her ministry where she was a leader. And when I got there, well, when I got to her house, she told us I brought my daughter, my adult daughter, and she told us she was hosting us in her house, and she wasn't there, and she left the key in a secret place for us, not ever knowing us before, only our spirits through the ministry. And she hosted us in such elegance, and her husband, James, he came right on in. And so they brought us to this beautiful warehouse where you all assemble. And the first person I met was Coach Adams. And she said, I'll be working with you. And you worked with my daughter. I don't know if you remember that, Coach Adams. But you brought us on, and you were so disciplined. And the kind of ministry I came from, we were out there on the streets in Oakland, you know, feeding people, taking homeless people off the street. So it was quite a difference to come into this we had a spirit of excellence on our church facility side, but then we also had this homeless, hopeless spirit that we were dealing with. So it was such a contrast to come where you guys were so, so organized and everybody was healthy and everyone was in leadership and teaching, and even the children there were anointed and pretty much teachers. So after that, I met Lady Tabitha, and I met her. I was having a big event at my house, and she came to the door, and we connected pretty much the same way Pam Jacobs and I connected. The anointing just knitted us together. And we've been sisters, friends, partners in business ever since, supporting each other's visions, you know, speaking into each other's spirit, sharing every download that God gives us that we think is a nugget for the other one. That's what the three of us do together. So I so appreciate meeting the Jacobs and you, Coach Adams, and then Lady Tabitha, and realizing today that it's been almost 20 years that we've partnered together.
That is such a wow. And, of course, we're going to bring Lady Tabitha in just a moment, but I wanted to touch on a couple of things. One, I didn't know it had been 20 years because earlier today I thought I heard something like 10 years. And so that is a wow for me when you were sharing. And, you know, I love this story around Pam and James Jacobs. Pam and James Jacobs have been a part of the ministry for quite some time, and I wanted to just clarify who our mentors are and honor them, because they brought us all together. And I didn't realize that I was the first person that you encountered. But Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program are our mentors, my spiritual parents. I serve in ministry as the Global Master Trainer to this day for my mentors and spiritual parents. And this is just a wow for me because I didn't know it had been 20 years and that I was the first person that you had encountered when you arrived at the Vertical Leap Seminar that was founded by our mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. So I'm just sitting here like, oh, my gosh, this is so powerful. I'm loving the power.
I just have to say this. The things we learned from the Hollingsworths and your leadership there at Vertical Leap, they were life-changing, and we are still using those principles and teaching them today. And will be for many generations to come.
Wow, that is just amazing. And, of course, yes, the principles are life-changing. And so Pam Jacobs of the Pam and James team was your connection and introduction into Vertical Leap, founded by Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. And you met me, and that's how we got connected. And then you had a divine encounter and met this beautiful queen in the wings waiting to be brought in. So let's bring in Lady Tabitha Smith, because this is another aspect of this power of partnership that we now know. Lady Tabitha has goes back 20 years, which I did not realize. So, Lady Tabitha, share with us from your point of view the next layers of the partnership.
Wow, this is so exciting. 20 years. I'm so happy to hear your lady's voice. I'm so happy to be here. So I will continue. I'm actually drawing a process flow chart as Dr. Veronica lays out the foundation of all the powerful partnerships to bring us to today, 2021. So like Dr. Veronica said, I knocked on her door, rang her doorbell in her beautiful home, and she was having a huge event. And that I was invited to, and we just connected instantly. I think recently we just realized some of the other powerful partnerships that we had been involved in for many years, like Dr. Sorello. And so we just connected in the spirit realm, like she said. And shortly after I met Dr. Veronica, she said, "Oh, you have to go to Vertical Leap with me. I've got to take you there. Your mindset, you just would really enjoy." And I, at that time, was building and birthing an idea and a concept that God had given me, a company called Pearl. I needed direction, but I was definitely just following the leading of the Spirit. And so I said, sure. So she invited a couple of people, and she packed her van up, and we took off to Los Angeles. So I, too, walked into the home of Vertical Leap, where Mr. and Mrs. H teach principles that has changed my life forever. And I have to agree, the first person I met was Maya, Miss Maya. And
Myra.
And then I met
Myra.
Myra, excuse me, thank you.
Yes.
Miss Myra. So, but what I found that was interesting, ladies, is when I walked in the door, in the time that I spent there, the brand was so consistent. So, of course, I met Coach Adams, the master trainer, but I had never seen or experienced anything like Vertical Leap in the support team. When I tell you flawless, the characteristics of spirit of love, I felt like I walked Kingdom University. It was incredible, and I tell people about it everywhere I go in the world. I have never experienced anything like that. And I've been in church and all my life, and I've been in corporate over 30 years, and I've never experienced anything where a team operates in excellence, and from the very top, I mean, from the curb. So it's just incredible. I get speechless, and I get excited when I think of our Vertical Leap family. So I'm grateful to Dr. Veronica, because she, as God was downloading to me of this idea that he wanted me to birth in the earth realm with no resources or guidance to do this, she led me right into the right place. And I also met Coach Pam Jacobs and her husband that invited me to their home. So it's been pretty incredible. I would say from there, years went by of us being educated, and Dr. Veronica and I coming back home to her center and ministry and businesses, and utilizing what we would learn at Vertical Leap. And then a couple of years went by, and I met Attorney Harris, and he had been watching me build Pearl, and he decided that he wanted to take Pearl as a company to highlight and teach at the Eagles Conference. And at that time, Coach Adams was able to see the structure of Pearl. And from there, Coach Adams reached out to me as she began to build her brand, the Coach Adams brand. And I was excited about that. And I'm going to hand the mic over to you, Coach Adams, because that's where you and I connected.
And I, you know, as we're sitting here reflecting, I'm looking at, you know, we've heard the term 6 degrees of separation. I'm hearing all of the powerful partnerships, because the focus of today is really helping individuals that are listening in. Of course, Motivational Mondays is all about you being more equipped to work it now, work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And today's segment is all about shaping up and being whole and well, mind, body, and soul. But in order to do that, we have to have the right partnerships around us that will support us in our mind health, our body health, and in our soul health. And the reason why we wanted to take you on this journey of how we connected, because what you need is already in position in the atmosphere. And we often think that a meeting is just a chance meeting. But when you know that there is an ultimate strategic plan going on behind the scenes, and that is the plan of God, he links people together. And so picking up where Lady Tabitha left off, here I am. She and I had an encounter prior to several years before, but we had not connected beyond the vertical leap experience that we had shared in. But when attorney Don Harris came up to, at that time, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth were offering and hosting once a year a Gathering of the Eagles conference at their private Christian resort, Al Hattie's private Christian resort in Idyllwild, California. And so we would bring up different partners and speakers in different areas of industry and business, and they would share. And so I'm sitting in the back, and attorney Harris is beginning to share about Pearl. Now, I want you to let us know what Pearl is, but what was interesting is this, that when he said the name at the time, Tabitha Kendrick, I was like, oh, my gosh, I know her. And so I, in turn, reached out because we had met several years before at a Vertical Leap. And so I reached out to her because what Pearl represented in that season, I was like, I need that. And tell us a little bit about Pearl, because, again, we're talking about the power of partnerships. And in each of our individual areas, each of our areas, we have businesses independent of each other, collaboration together in partnership. But there's such a complement in how we have been fused together. So tell us about Pearl, because Pearl is kind of the central hub of this threefold connection, and you're at the center of it with Pearl.
Wow, that is really an honor to hear, you know, you say that, because it's absolutely true. Pearl is a company that, and let me back up, it started out as Be Blessed. Because that's the way that I would sign my name, and I just wanted to be a blessing to people. So God began to wake me up at 2:00 in the morning and say that he wanted me to create this company. For those of you that know me, I'm a retired engineer, so I work for Apple Computer. I work for Motorola, a lot of the Fortune 500 companies. So I knew what manufacturing, and so the example that I had, and I just began to study, would be Ford, and I'm looking at Motown, and I'm looking at Apple, and like a fusion of that, however, built with integrity, right? So we know in the entertainment industry, so Pearl is a place where I have the opportunity to support leaders like yourself, Coach Adams, Attorney Harris, pastors, evangelists, but I have specific guidelines. And what I mean by that is that I never advertised. I had instructions not to advertise. And God said, I will send people from around the world that only your hands can touch. And so it was really powerful God, you know, he set up the divine connections, the divine partnerships for me. And I was very diligent not to go past those instructions that I heard. So we're behind the scenes, just being a support. And whatever that means, it looks different for different people, right? Different clients, different partners. Dr. Veronica is an inventor. She has a toy for babies. Well, I shouldn't say toy, but she could probably describe it better than I, but she is an inventor that has what we call the helping hand or the baby happy hand that helps babies hold their bottle that she designed herself. And you, Coach, are a global trainer and coach. And so my support to you has been different, but whatever is needed for each person. So that's Pearl. Today, Pearl has been restructured. And it actually became Pearl. I went back up to the mountain to the Eagles Conference, and I remember sitting next to – well, I was sitting down, and Turner Harris sat down with me. And on my way up, that winding hill, I heard God say that I want you to change the name to Pearl. So I began to question why. But sitting next to him and I had a conversation about the hidden treasures, right? So we know what it takes to create a pearl, the agitation, right, that we all go through to come out as fine jewels.
Yes.
So that is also my bloodline. My heritage is Jewish. So there was a lot of different facets how that name became, but those were the partnerships, and that was just kind of like some key points how Pearl was created. And the wonderful thing now is that now there's been a reorganization and division. So now in the new point of my life, being married since then, and one of the things I identified is that our health is number one. So whether you're a vice president, a pastor, inventor, or a life coach, your health, your wellness, mind, body, and soul is number one. So I've really been focusing on that number one before we go any further, that assessment, and that's how we created the Global Wellness Coders. So I hope that was clear, Coach.
No, it really was, and I so appreciate you connecting those additional dots, because that leads us into, obviously, where we are today. But I want to back up just a hair, because what's so interesting is that we kind of, you know, hadn't spoken for a minute. And I know that that was the case, as we've established now that it's been 20 years since the initial connection of Dr. Veronica and I. But there was a season where I hadn't spoken to her because it wasn't at the time a connection that went beyond the seminar setting. I knew who she was. I recognized her name. Like when she brought you, I knew and recognized the name. I remember so clearly her being an inventor and all of that, but there wasn't this connection and partnership blossomed as of a few years ago when we all had some level of reconnection. And the reason why I share that and what we're hearing in our mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, they have a teaching that talks about corridors and this positioning of individuals that are in the atmosphere, and as you move, they're drawn unto you. You draw unto yourself the desires of your heart, what you need. And each of us were corridored. It was a corridor effect that happened, starting with Dr. Veronica and Pam and James Jacobs, corridor. Then Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, corridor. Myself and Lady Tabitha at a different level, corridor. And then we lost touch, but we always knew that there was a significance to the partnership, that there was great power in partnership. And we always knew that, and there was always a special connection, and it wasn't that we had a falling out or anything. Life was just moving. But when we understand that this partnership is this connection, this association between two or more people, and they're in partnership, that they are connected, that they are bonded, instantly we had a reconnecting because of the restructuring of Pearl and where Lady Tabitha had her business in that season. That corridored me back in. It corridored to Veronica back in at a different level. And we wanted you to understand that don't take the partnerships that you have, one, lightly or for granted. Know that when you have encounters with people, those encounters are very strategic and specific. And so share with us your heart, Lady Tabitha, around global wellness coders, because this is the thing, and I know Dr. Veronica's focus is always body. Dr. Veronica, can our bodies handle the capacity of the vision and assignment that God has called us to if it's not whole?
I don't think so, no. And if it all works together, just like we're a threefold cord that's not easily broken with all the years and distance we've had between us, if that body is not connected, mind, body, and soul, to the maker and purpose, I don't think so. I don't think we can do, you know, what we're called to do adequately. We can hit and miss at it, but if you're, you know, you think about it, when you don't feel well, you don't do anything well. So the body, all of it works together. God so divinely made it that way.
So true. Absolutely true. And so, Lady Tabitha, with that, please share with our global listening audience the birth of this new season of Reorganizing Pearl and the Global Wellness Coders, and truly your heart for people. Because one of the things that I do know that I recall early on in Pearl, you've always had the heart to really deal with not just one of an individual, but the whole man, quote unquote, woman. And so share with us the passionate heart of Global Wellness Coders and how that came about and what that all means and how it supports those listening in with their vision.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for saying that. I just, this is a really, really great conversation because each listener has powerful partnerships. And like you said, we can't take them for granted, even if there's time and space between us. What Global Wellness Coders, how it became is that, like I said, I realized that no matter what a person's title was or what they had been through, their health was number one. And it really was a reflection of me. So basically, I began to heal. I had to decode my health issues because for many years, 20 plus, I pushed myself like most of the entrepreneurs that are listening, leaders, whether you be a pastor or a CEO, no matter what capacity or what title, most of us push ourselves and we don't slow down to give God glory with our bodies, or we're just not educated in that area for the most part. So I felt passionate to stand up and be transparent and be open, an open book about my personal health journey and the things that I had to do to decode my health issues, because sometimes the doctors just did not know. And so I had to take it upon myself to decode what was going on with me. And I wanted to be transparent to help others. And I have to give you credit. Let me back up. So I found this product, this natural product that helped me, called Total Life Changes. And so I was having pain in my body every morning when I would wake up. I mean, I had, you know... Fortunately and unfortunately, I had a list of systems that had broken down in my body, and you did not know it unless I told you, right? What I call the silence. I think a lot of professionals, we are so accustomed to light, cameras, action. That's why this is a really helpful call, radio show tonight, and because we want people to feel comfortable with coming forth, talking, reaching out for help, and looking, taking assessment of their partnerships. So long story short, that's That's how the Global Wellness Coders began. I have to give you credit, Coach Adams, because you actually seen, you saw me advertising the detox, and so God gave me detox the mind, body, and soul. You can't just detox one, your mind, and then the body is suffering. You know, it's all, everything must be in alignment. And so as we go into a new year, we're really, really honing in on that. And so you called me and you said, Lady Tabitha, I've been seeing this product you're taking. Tell me about it. Because of our partnership, our powerful partnership in the past, I believe you trusted my opinion, and I will tell you that I was quite honored. See, I really know you, how particular you are about your partnerships. So that was really encouraging to me that you would reach out to me to ask for advice, because one thing you knew for sure, because we all have the foundation in our lives every day, we make sure that we check in our integrity box. So whatever I said to you, you knew it would be the truth, full of integrity. And I look at you and Dr. Veronica with that. Any vertical leap, to be honest with you, it's a refreshing partnership. I mean, I thought, wow, God, you love me so much. So that's how we reconnected, and you said, great. And you ordered the product. And then we began our call. And then I believe I reached out to Dr. Veronica and asked her, would she join us? Would she join us? You can correct me, Dr. Veronica, because I very seldom ask for help. But I stepped out in faith because I couldn't think of anyone else that I wanted on the other side of me, right, to be binary. My right and left, oh, my goodness, to have that type of powerful partnership with my Vertical Leap sisters, we're definitely going to be victorious and win. So how that began, and, Coach, we began to talk about the name. What should we call ourselves? And you, and after hearing the story, you submitted this to me, and I may have tweaked it a bit, but I have to give you credit, Coach. This was a great title for us, because we're global. We're all global with business women, and our focus is wellness. We call in every Wednesday, and we spend a solid hour on our wellness plan, and we're very, very passionate and serious about it, and we share it with the world. And the coding, being that I'm an engineer, I'm a techie, and then I had to decode. And what we're finding is that in life, we have to solve our problems, and the answer is inside of you, which is your power source, God, me as a believer, right? So we decode, and we decode separately, we decode together, and then we share. And it's so powerful. I look forward to it. So I'm going to pause right there, Coach, because I want you to guide us. I don't want to go too far ahead, and I want to make sure that we're giving our listening audience great, great wisdom that would help them assess their powerful partnerships.
You know, and I so appreciate that, and you did an amazing job of establishing Global Wellness Coders and how this now season partnership came together. And one of the things that I think is so important for our global listening audience to understand, that again, the reason for discussing and having a dialogue around partnerships, one, we wanted to share with you our partnership, because with the past 2 years that we have had, 2020, 2021, because we've had the right partnership circling the wagons around us, we have been stronger and better and greater, because we were reflecting today, and each of us in 2021, each of us experienced loss of loved ones. In some cases, it was multiple loved ones in certain families. And because we have such a strong partnership, this three-code this threefold cord that I keep getting tongue-tied on that's not easily broken. We have been able to support one another, and that support, because it is the right partnership, and that's really key, has supported us in maintaining a healthy mind, growing in our healthy body, and keeping our souls healthy because of being in the right partnerships. We were laughing earlier today when we had our pre-show dialogue, because we all know that, yes, it's a great thing to have the right partnerships, but we all know that on the opposite side, there's always a two-sided coin, that we can all share stories of bad partnerships and the effects of them. I'm sure each of us could get into a story that speaks adversely to the good partnerships, the right partnerships. And we want to rally around each and every one of you listening in. We want to rally around you as you close out this year of 2020, 2021, as we close out the year of 2021 and go into 2022, we want to be your support system, that you are truly solid and tight, mind, body, and soul, as partners that are known as the Global Wellness Coders. And I want to pause there for a moment, because Dr. Veronica or Lady Tabitha, before we open the lines, because I want to give our global listening audience an opportunity, if anyone has a question or a comment around what you're hearing, because we want to support you in your partnership. And we are in different areas of business, but collectively, Global Wellness Coders is focused on health and wellness, and we know that health is our greatest wealth. We're not going to share with you today about eating better, all of that, so on and so forth. We wanted to share with you from a different point of view, as we have been reflecting on how this partnership for us just in the past 2 years, and we've established goes back 20 years, has really been such a great support to each and every one of us on so many different levels. But when we crystallize it, it really is mind, body, and soul. Dr. Veronica, Lady Tabitha, any thoughts that either of you have? And meanwhile, I want to also open things up and invite our global listening audience, because maybe someone has a question or comment around today's topic and they want to jump in. So we want you to know, our global listening audience, that this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telepad. If you are dialing in from your electronic, if you're dialing or connecting in online, I should say, you have to dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. But meanwhile, Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, any additional thoughts that you have around what we've been talking about, where we are in the conversation, that you would like to share?
Go ahead, doctor. Are you sure? I was just thinking about how I started. I was an entrepreneur at 24 years old, and I've been an entrepreneur ever since. And I had a very trusting relationship with the person who started me out in business and groomed me and taught me. And I didn't have degrees in anything at that time. And it was my grandmother. So I was very apprehensive about partnerships because I had someone I could solidly trust, my grandparents, you know, who kind of taught me in business and I was very successful and made lots and lots of money at a young age and was one of the first people to get licensed for the kind of business I have in Northern California. So I had this great support team, and as they got older, I was their support team, and I didn't realize the importance of great partnerships. But I will say this, the Word of God says that how can two walk together unless they agree? And we partner with people that agree with the same, and not that everything has to, we have to think exactly alike, because the three of us think so different. And other partnerships I do have, we need those people who some are smarter than us, some see things differently, some are more critical. But my point is the power of agreement, and ours was based on a solid foundation. You know, our beliefs were the same. And I think we really, God divinely connected us there, and we were separated and did many things, many businesses, you know, separate from each other, but he brought us back together to do even more. I just wanted to, you know, let the people know that I didn't always know the power of partnership.
You know, Dr. Veronica, I so appreciate you sharing that. That was so rich, and bringing in the significance of agreement. Oh, that was so rich. That was truly a platinum nugget right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Tabitha.
I wanted to share a nugget. I did a little research, and so it says a partnership is the relationship between two people or more people to do a trade or business. Each person contributes money or property, labor or skill, and shares the profits and the losses of the business. I thought that was big because I hadn't thought about that. Yes, and we find that in our partnership as well. We make decisions together. Key features of the partnership, of course, it's subject to variations of the partnership in the agreement, but the big thing here for me was we share the risk and the reward, all individuals within the partnership. And I have to say that since we started our partnership, when I look at my life personally and business-wise, I have rich partnerships, and now I know what a good, healthy partnership looks like, feels like, and how it should operate. And so when I see a negative partnership there, I'm really not very quick to form a partnership. I take my time, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing to like she was saying, her grandparents, that was a partnership. You know, your marriage is a partnership, right? Your ministry. So I only accept, and even I'm going to tighten my belt a bit more, I only accept healthy partnerships in my life. And I really love the partnership that we have because, like you said, Coach Adams, we strengthen each other. We encourage each other. Through the pandemic, we started actually doing the radio show together during the pandemic, and we've experienced a lot of graduations, a lot of hurt and pain, but because that partnership, and when we arrive in that healing circle, we go straight to business to make sure that the mind, body, and soul is built up. It has a clear understanding, so we cancel out any mental agitation or illness. I just feel really wealthy because of the partnership, and I think that's a good gauge for people to, is this a good partnership or not? Like, how do you know? You know, it should add to you and not suck the life out of you. So I just wanted to share it. We actually, and you should see results, and we should bear fruit. We've experienced that where we had some with a partnership with our company that provides and drop ships our wellness products. Well, you know, sometimes you would be on the line for 10 hours or you couldn't get through. But we as a team decided that we were going to stay in there and pray it through and work it through. And now, you know, we can get our orders through on the first call. So, yes, to me, this has really set the bar, a very high, healthy, wealthy bar of a partnership to me. And I'm very grateful for that today. I hand the mic back to you. Thank you, Coach.
Well, thank you. And for those that want to link up with us as Global Wellness Coders for your health coaching, and you want to focus on getting better wellness, products that can support you, that really feel good and make the difference. Lady Tabitha, share with our global listening audience, how can they connect with us through social media and make that connection?
Well, you could contact Coach Adams. You know her page and how to spell her name. And you can contact her directly, and she can provide you with our call-in Wednesday number. But we also have a Global Wellness Coders group page. Everyone is welcome, and we'll provide you with the information as we begin to detox for the first of the year, mind, body, and soul. And you can also reach me at Lady Tabitha Code on Facebook and or LadyTabithaCode@gmail.com.
Excellent. And the Global Wellness Coders group is on Facebook, right? And that's an open group if people are interested in connecting through that platform.
Yes, and we're also on Instagram, Global Wellness Coders on Instagram as well.
Wonderful. And as we prepare, wow, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. And I want to share with our global listening audience listening in, and for many of you, this may be a reminder. For some that are listening in for the first time, you're hearing this messaging for the first time. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey, and I want to be on your team. The full circle represents Motivational Mondays. We're here right now, Motivational Mondays, where you can jumpstart your week empowered with motivation and inspiration tools that support you to be more equipped. One-on-one coaching, one-on-one private coaching partnership, focused on your goals and helping you to close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. My transformational mastermind roundtables. Again, all this is a part of my full circle of empowerment that I have to support you. I'm jumpstarting the year with a powerful topic that we're digging into on, and I love this. Everyone Communicates and Few Connects. This is a book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. Coach Adams is a certified John Maxwell team member. I have additional resources available in my toolkit to support you along those lines and do masterminds on those various subjects for transformation. Along with my Coach Adams Winner's Circle, it is a year of coaching support in a group setting. And I want to support you on any level that you need assistance with. So give our team a call, the Coach Adams team, at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. And let us know how we can support you. And, of course, Coach Adams is always available. If you need a master motivator, I am your person. I support with team building sessions and motivation keynotes, all of that. So just give our team a call. If you're not familiar with me, this is your first time tuning in, maybe someone told you, hey, listen to Motivational Mondays and you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. We want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our Global Wellness Coders. Lady Tabitha Smith, thank you so much, creator and founder of Global Wellness Coders, Dr. Veronica Lowry. Oh, my gosh, there's so much to say, but the one thing that I will note, truly a breakthrough, anointed. American inventor who has created such a thing. Share with them, how would they get information about your product, your invention?
They can go to my website, www.happyhelpinghandinc.com.
Let's give it to them one more time, Dr. Veronica.
www.happyhelpinghandinc.com.
Excellent. Well, to our global listening audience, thank you for chiming in and tuning in. We so appreciate you. We are here on Motivational Mondays every Monday to support you in jump-starting your week empowered and inspired with coaching support that makes the difference. Thank you for tuning in. We leave you with this. I coach and you win. We'll hear you and see you next week.